you find yourself in a town. A small remote town with a big mystery and an even bigger body count. You have your reasons for wanting to enter. Every lost soul did. You find strangers who will join you, but can you trust them? You meet a madman, Zoltar, the Prince of Phantasm. This is his dungeon, or is it? You learn the trick quickly. There is no escape. Either succeed or die trying as your very life force slowly fades. Did the walls just move around you? This place is unsettling. No time to rest. Are you perceptive enough to spot the traps before they get you? Are you intelligent enough to solve the puzzles that block your path? Are you strong enough to battle through the foes? Do you have the endurance to simply survive? This isn't for the faint of heart. This is the Dungeon of Doom.
All there is before you is the door. Or the way that you came.
Bed and breakfast.
We should head out. I go to the door.
Okay. Be careful.
Step over the skeleton.
There are traps, obviously, so be careful.
If only I prepared fine traps.
I push it open. Is there a doorknob?
There is, and it's not locked. This grand chamber is lit.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Is that a dwarf?
Oh, no.
Is that a wizard?
That's a wizard.
The grand chamber is brightly lit by massive torches held in the wall. The flame crackles and roars, warming you as at a distance. The floor in the center of the room has a large creature skin rug. Upon this rug stands an expertly crafted table with a miniature dungeon resting upon it. Its details are so rich. Small pieces glow and even move within the dungeon. A grand throne rests against the far wall, flanked by weapon racks. Upon the throne sits a sorceress figure. With his staff, he strikes it with the floor, making an echoing boom. Behold! Who comes to see Zoltar, the Prince of Phantasm, in his very own game room? Who dares enter the Dungeon of Doom and face its many dangers? Who believes they are bold enough to do what none have done before, and claim the 13 lift stones of power. As he starts walking back and forth near the table.
I walk in.
He's just like walking back and forth, looking at the table. Are you ready to come in? Almost anxious as he's walking back and forth.
Have you seen a group of snake people?
Oh, I've seen many people enter, and none have returned. Snake men, dwarfs, gnomes, elves, humans, they all come, but none are worthy.
Is he a human?
Yeah.
Are you wishing to go in? Just say the word and you may enter.
Did you create this place?
I had a hand in it, yes.
What is its purpose?
Its purpose is to see how worthy a warrior like yourself can be. Are you strong enough? As he's getting closer and closer to the table, you hear a bell toll. Boom. And it sort of echoes inside the chamber.
Like a grandfather clock or something?
Yep. And Zoltar reaches down into the dungeon that's on there, and he picks up a small yellow pawn, and he looks at it, and he goes, ah, yet another failure. And he sticks it in his pocket in his cloak.
Of this, I had
high hopes for this one, yeah.
Like the Hunger Games.
Anyway, are you ready for the challenge? A way to prove yourself, maybe. Perhaps treasure is what you seek.
No.
Yes?
No, I'm really just here for the snake people.
Ancient secrets?
Not interested.
Well, there's many to uncover. I'm sure you'll find a snake man or two inside.
What about a group of four strong warriors?
Perhaps there's many warriors that are strong that enter, just none that are strong enough. He puts his head down. No matter the reasoning, you can come, check it out. Maybe you'll see the sunlight again on the other side. I have my hopes for you all.
Are you saying that nobody's won this game of yours?
Well, no one's come out yet, no. Perhaps you could be the first.
Has anyone ever taken legal action against you?
A legal action? What is that?
You set up a death trap?
I have not held anyone with... They've gone in by themselves.
Who's to say, really?
They can come if they wish. They can try to take me. They would not make it far, for the Prince of Phantasm is too powerful.
Go and look at the weapons.
Interested in a weapon, are you?
Yeah,
well, a
sure.
Host of my greatness would not send you into this doom alone. Would you like a weapon?
Sure.
What would you like?
What do I see?
Any weapon you can think of.
Any weapon, huh? I think of a sword,
a plus
made
three
of fire.
Magic weapon.
A sword made of fire?
A vorpal blade.
Yeah, a vorpal blade.
You look for a sword?
I don't know. I don't know.
You may take any one that you wish. Perhaps weapons aren't your game. How about this? He just holds out his hand and little puffs of green smoke come up and there's two healing potions in his hands. Would this be better for you?
Not my head, yeah.
Yes? Well, he looks you up and down, looks around, and he goes, well, perhaps this. And a scroll rolls out and goes, any spell that you'd like?
Wish.
I reach for the potion.
He hands it out to you. And as you take it, he turns back and looks at the table. And you see a pawn appear inside the dungeon. And it looks sort of like you.
Oh, no.
I got the potion.
You got two potions.
Two?
Yep. Three healing potions. The rest of you, do you wish to join your friend or send him into his doom? Is there anything else that I can help you with?
I'm over here in the corner, like, stress testing the weapons.
The weapons?
Stress testing.
Yeah, they look like really strong weapons.
Bah. Where'd you get these pieces of tinfoil?
They're enchanted weapons. Tinfoil, you say, hey? Eh? Maybe that is not for you. Perhaps you would like a weapon.
Are they magical or not?
Yeah.
Well, okay, then I would have known that.
You know what you said, tinfoil.
Would you like a weapon?
I have weapons of my own, thank you.
Ah, these are enchanted weapons. They may aid you.
What's so great about them?
Plus one.
They are plus one. They are stronger weapons. Crafted by me personally. They will aid you in battle. Would you like one?
What clan of dwarves did you learn to craft from?
Dwarves? I don't need dwarves. And he just goes, and he disappears, and then he reappears beside you. I need nothing but my own magic.
I grumble.
He disappears, and then he's right next to you again, Diana. Are you sure you don't want a weapon? Surely you will not let your friend go in alone.
Oh, I'm entering this cave. I'm just trying to figure out why you're doing this.
Why?
Are you the evil
why?
That runs this cave?
I'm not evil. I may, perhaps, get a thing or two for myself, but evil is not what I do.
So you benefit when people die here.
I tried to create the most elaborate dungeon ever created to test the mettle and strength of adventurers all around the world. And I believe that I might have done this, seeing that no one has escaped.
I have not come to play games. I've come to vanquish the evil that resides in this cave. Oh. If you are this evil, I think I found my goal.
Prepare to be vanquished.
There is much, much evil inside. If evil is what you want, all you must do is enter.
Yes, but did you create the evil?
I had nothing to do with creating the evil. It was simply placed.
By whom?
Magics.
And you're saying...
Beyond my power.
By what?
Beyond my power.
Oh, so you're not so great after all, huh?
Oh, I'm great, but there are those that are greater. But maybe not in this realm. You, sir. He disappears and he reappears beside you. Would you like a weapon?
Are you even in the room?
I look at the weapons. Okay. Why do you play these games with people's lives?
Why? Man, you are all a very, very curious bunch. Most people come in, receive the gift, and go on. But you all wish to know more.
You say there's a dungeon full of death traps. I think we are owed a lot of questions.
Well, I believe that the stories of this dungeon have been spread along the world for quite some time. I thought most already knew.
I didn't know it was some challenge.
Well, any treasure that you find within you may keep. That is fine. Ancient secrets have been hidden within as well.
I don't seek any of that.
You say you crafted these weapons?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you able to enchant weapons that you haven't crafted?
Like what?
Do you want me to just say?
I just prop my warhammer up by my side.
I'd feel much better carrying a weapon I made myself.
You got yourself a deal. Snaps his finger, and you see smoke go around your weapon, and it begins to glow, and you can feel the radiant energy of magic on it. It's plus one warhammer now.
Sweet.
And then all of a sudden, right beside Murgatroyd's pawn, another pawn appears inside the dungeon.
All right, that's good enough for me. You guys ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's two of the four. As I said, if you enter, there are 13 livestones in there that may aid you in vanquishing this evil that you wish to destroy.
I need no aid. I'll simply take care of this myself. I was sent here to do this.
Well, if that's what you wish, that is fine with me. You, sir.
I sigh a bit, and I look at him. Only one? Or two?
Only one. Weapon. Two potions appear. Potions. And a scroll. Or a spell of your choice.
Or a what?
A spell of your choice.
Oh. Well, can't really cast out my spells. I grab and swing around just a long sword.
Okay. A pawn of you appears below, and Zoltar disappears, and he reappears next to you, Murgatroyd. Your friend does not wish to take anything that is not very wise.
Did you not make your sword plus one?
He was looking over towards Diana. And he disappears again beside you and reappears.
I don't have a sword.
No, it's not really.
on his throne there, he reappears.
Thought you insulted me first.
If you wish to enter, all you must do is say the word.
Word.
And a little pawn appears in the table beside the other parties. Well, I guess that's it then. He clicks his finger and the wall over here sort of dissipates. And there's a gate door and it goes and opens up. And it's gone. And there's just a hole in the wall and it goes into the darkness.
Darkness? What do I see?
A dark hallway. What do you see? A long hallway that goes down.
What do I see?
Same thing.
Are you human? Oh no, you're a demon.
Yeah, we both see.
And you're a long... No humans or elves.
Deep hallway.
Enter.
I go in.
And I wish you the best of luck.
Before I go in, mm-hmm. I go over and I look at the map.
Yep. Why don't you roll me an investigation, please?
I will cast guidance.
Yeah.
Boom. 18 plus 1, 19.
As you begin watching this dungeon, as the rest of your party starts walking towards the door, you see that there is rooms, and the walls are constantly moving around and making different rooms. Mm. And as it's doing this, it just starts to make different rooms. You count close to 13-ish rooms, but then at the end there's sort of like this shroud of darkness over the end of the dungeon, and you can't pierce through it.
Okay, and how fast are the walls changing?
It just move, a bunch of them move in different directions, then it stays for a while, and then they move all.
So they all move at the same time, or
yeah, they all move at the same time, and okay. Then they stay stationary for a while, and then they all move.
So approximately how much time in between?
You can't, in your mind, you can't tell if it's real time that this is going on, or it's just sort of playing out.
Okay. Okay. I just make note of it in my mind.
Mm-hmm. You guys go in?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
As you enter this hallway, you guys can take your pawns off. We'll take Zoltar in his greatness away. You guys will be on that. Yes, he is powerful. He is mighty. He is the Prince of Phantasm. All right. So you the minute you walk through the last one, the door shuts behind you, and it's no longer a grate. And you turn around and you look, and all it is more masonry wall, just all the way up, and it's completely dark.
Except for my light.
Your light sort of shines out, and the door closes behind you, and there's darkness all around.
Turn that off, Murgatroyd. It's too bright in here.
you start to, looking around, you have this internal struggle inside your mind, a tugging at the edge of your consciousness. It's an unsettling feeling. As if some dark force has now latched onto you and is slowly beginning to drain your life force.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, really fast. In game terms, this life siphoning, you can feel it pulling you deeper and deeper away from the realm. In game terms, that means that you guys have 3 rests, short rests. If you do a 4th short rest, you die instantly. If you take a long rest, you die instantly.
Okay. So is this like... So is this like supposed to be done in all one day, basically? So far? Unless we find a ways to get around that?
That's what you feel. So...
Onward.
4th short rest, you die. If you take it, 1 short rest, or 1 long rest, you die instantly. Okay. Alright. The tunnel continues down. And at the end of it,
awesome.
You see a small gnome-like figure sitting up against the wall. Just a second.
Brother.
Yep. So the short hallway leads to a doorway. Near the doorway is a heavy-set gnome humanoid that's slumped up against the floor, back against the wall, head sort of fallen forward as if he's asleep or maybe dead.
What is he, a gnome? Mm-hmm. A deep gnome.
Yeah, he looks like he is. Black hair sort of blocks its view of its face.
I ran up and fall to my knees and to look at him.
Still not trying.
Careful.
Careful. As you run up, you sort of investigate to see what's going on, and his head just, you just barely touch him, and he just sloops over to the side and falls on the ground. As he falls on the ground, his hand falls out, and a vial sort of rolls out of his hand. It rolls around, and it's sitting there. And there's a note that's stapled to his chest.
Stapled?
I read the note. And I'm like, no, no.
Is it completely dark?
Yeah, there's no light in this hallway.
So I don't know what's happening.
Huh?
I can't see anything.
You said you can
turn your light.
Only 20 feet out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you see. You're just huddling around your little staff, lit staff.
It's lit. We have all we all have to.
I probably don't know this guy, even though it's exactly my guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize him, right? Like, he doesn't want someone around town.
He wasn't around town, but he...
Was he part of the group earlier?
He wears the same stuff that was from the group.
No. They did not make it. Then I read the note on his chest, or I try to. Here lies Duloc. Wouldn't shut up about nature's. Me's with you's get same. And I like rip the paper off of him.
Yep.
And I start passing it around. What kind of sick person did this? And I cup his head, and then I start saying a paladin prayer over him.
His armor plate is just drenched in blood from where they sort of stapled it onto his chest.
May his spirit fly in the dimension.
the vial is still on the ground.
Taking that potion?
No, I'm not. I am laying to rest the best I can, my brethren.
Eric.
What?
This has messed with us.
Huh?
It's not me's with you's.
Here lies Duloc.
Duloc, I think.
Wouldn't shut up about nature's. Mess with us, get same.
Yeah.
Me's with you.
And my P's and Q's. Hey, my intelligence. Let me tell you what it is.
It's like numbers.
Fuck.
And numbers. Three.
It's
and
a
two.
Nine. It's not the best.
Unless they're just backwards, I guess.
Me's with you's.
Me's with you's.
It's a riddle answer.
I don't think so.
I go pick up the vial.
Yep. You pick it up. As you pick it up, you look at it. It's a thin metal flask, and it's got carvings on it, and it looks like there's all this smoke carved into the bottle, and it looks like there's the emblem of like a genie around the smoke.
I shake it.
It doesn't sound like there's anything in it, but it's heavy. Like, it It feels like there's something in it, but it doesn't, like, rattle or anything in there. It feels like it's got weight that's more than what the flask is. Mark that down. Genie flask.
Genie in a flask.
Smoke genie flask.
Well.
Okay. What do you guys got?
I close his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up to Diana and I go, "This is weird." I hand it to you.
I inspect it.
You inspect it. It's got a cork on the top that can be easily pulled out, and it's just got smoke sort of etched into it, and then the emblem of like a genie.
Like a genie logo?
Yeah, like a genie logo.
Oh, a genie logo.
After our first encounter in this cave, I don't seem to trust things found here. I would suggest not opening this. At least not right now.
That sounds like a good idea.
I keep going.
You say you're keeping it?
No, I keep going. I hand it back.
Oh, you give it back to him. Okay. All right, you open the door. Walk past
everyone.
Brack.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Brocker, are you ready?
Sure.
Hey, that was pretty good.
I know, I got it.
That's pretty good.
As you open the door, that is what you're met with.
Is that a fireplace?
Looks like a book.
Doors in the far corners lead out of this rectangular chamber. A large plinth stands in the arch of the center of the far wall, with an unfurled yellow scroll that rests upon it, surrounded by four depressions, each of a different color, white, red, blue, and black. A small stained barrel sits in the floor in the center of the room.
A stained barrel?
Stained.
With blood?
No, it looks like dirt.
And what was the thing that had the colors on it?
The plinth on the far side. So this thing here,
uh-huh.
It's got a scroll that's sort of unfurled there, uh-huh. And then there's four depressions below it, and they're of different colors. White, red, blue, and black.
White, red, blue, and black.
Mm-hmm.
I bound up next to Diana.
Okay.
And I look at you, and I point at my eyes, and I point at the ground, and I want to look around for traps.
Okay, roll perception or investigation.
Either.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Jeez.
It looks like a perfectly flat surface that you would never fall on.
Okay, I give you a thumbs up.
It's super slippery.
Is that door supposed to be there?
It's just open. I was just trying to move it out of the way so that.
Okay, gotcha. Because
the door is technically still there. I mean, they can still be used.
I very cautiously enter.
Okay. As you get closer, you see that the barrel is filled with dirt all the way to the top.
I'm also entering.
Mm-hmm.
I wipe the tears from my eyes and I enter.
You're going to have a tough time in this dungeon.
I know that guy, in a way.
So there's a barrel full of dirt and a yellow scroll inside this plinth that's in the wall, and below it is four depressions of different colors. Two doors on either side.
That's me.
I know. I'm just taking a picture. Go on.
Oh. Huh. Huh.
I go up to it.
I don't have to go up to it.
Can we see what the scroll says from there?
No.
Where do I go from where I am?
If you go up there, you can.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I did it.
Mind controlled you.
As you go up there, you try to look at the scroll and read what it says. And as you do, it rolls back up on itself real fast and then goes out and just and disappears out of existence.
What the heck was that about?
The minute you say that, you hear shutunk, and you hear two wall pieces fall down as two crossbows come down forward, and both of them start to glow with energy, and they both shoot at you. So roll dex save, please.
Good job going up there.
A dex save.
I thought that was a crit miss.
11. You hear a lady's voice scream out and goes, "Somebody help me!"
Take 5 psychic damage as the bolt hits you square in the back. As the bolt wraps around, the energy wraps around your head, your vision goes totally blurry to where you can't see anything but green for a moment. And you wipe your eyes a little bit and then you're back to...
I wiped my eyes earlier too.
Scroll's still there?
The scroll disappeared.
So, do these... I inspect the crossbows to see if...
That doesn't work. Sorry. My bad.
I inspect the crossbows to see if they look like they can aim up and down or...
As you start walking over there, and they go back up into the wall. But you can investigate where they are or where they were.
I get it, they're in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mess with that.
I get it, they're in the wall.
Well, the scroll is now gone, and all that's left is the 4 depressions.
I wave my warhammer around in the middle of the room, like where the crossbows would have shot.
Okay.
See if it does anything.
Nothing happens. There was no sound.
Hey, Murgatroyd.
I turn around and I rub my eyes.
On either side of your head.
Yeah. No, I have front-facing eyes.
Hey, are you mocking me? I inspect the barrel.
Barely.
I inspect the barrel.
How's dirt? The barrel? The barrel is filled with dirt.
Yeah, you said
good
that.
Good job inspecting that.
Yep. It's totally filled with dirt.
I stick my sword inside the dirt.
You stick it down in there and swish it around a little bit, and it's all soft dirt that moves around with it, and you spill some of it and falls on the ground. But it's just filled to the top with dirt.
I very cautiously, with my shield, go over to this door.
Yep.
And I inspect it.
All right, well, investigation.
Where am I?
What are you looking for?
Oh, that's right.
I was going to say, it's right there.
20...
It is a normal wooden door, and it doesn't look like there's any lock mechanism at all on it.
Does it have a handle?
Yeah, it has a handle. It's open. You reach back, and you glance over the other one, and it looks identical.
Looks identical. Okay. Do you guys want to try a door?
What if we move this barrel or kick it over? Why is there... I'm very curious about this barrel.
I look up on the ceiling above the barrel.
This is a ceiling.
I don't know. It looks like a barrel to me.
How big's the barrel?
That size.
Barrel sized.
Dwarf shaped.
I fit in it. I just step in it.
You'd have to displace a lot of the dirt. It's filled all the way to the top with dirt. But you could. You could probably fit in it if you moved all the dirt out of it.
Okay.
Just so you can get inside the barrel.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, just a box.
You never know. There could be something useful in there. Or it could summon a great evil.
Or it could protect us. Or me.
Or it could just be a barrel full of dirt.
It's very strange.
This dungeon is filled with many tricks.
Many, many tricks.
Many, many tricks.
I wasn't prepared to go out adventuring today.
I displaced the dirt.
So you just dump the dirt out on the ground?
Yeah.
And you just keep shoveling dirt out. More dirt, and eventually you get down to the bottom. There's just a little bit of dirt at the bottom. That's it. All
right, I hop in.
But there's a big giant pile of dirt in the middle of the road. In the middle of the rim.
I hop in.
All right, you're inside the barrel. All
right, I peek over, and then I look at Brocker. Brocker.
Brocker. You gotta roll the R, though.
And I just give you a little nod.
Oh, now he's ready.
Did you find anything?
Cover.
That's what your shield's for.
Just being prepared.
Cover the top of the barrel with your shield.
Hey, you want me to open the door?
Oh, hang on.
What'd you find out over there, Murgatroyd?
Okay.
This is really weird.
I glance over and take a look.
You see the four depressions of different colors. White, red, blue, and black.
Like something goes in there?
Maybe we need to come back to this room later. You know, we never asked that wizard how we get out of here, or what the end of this thing is. That would have been helpful to know.
Captain Hindsight over here.
I mean, he said there was those 13 gem stones or whatever, but he didn't say what sort of goal there was. I guess to collect them, but
Yes, we are going through a series of trials, as I understand. And eventually, if we make it through all these trials, we exit.
Let's hope so. Alright, you ready to open these doors?
Or I feel like something terrible will happen.
Well, most likely, yes. But you knew that coming in here, so. Let's just open one door at a time, probably.
Which one are you opening?
I put my hand on the left side door.
Okay.
And I say, is everybody ready?
Yeah, sure.
I am ready for action. Let's go.
You say that?
I open the right door. I'm just kidding.
That's why I already grabbed the right side.
I'm just kidding.
I'm definitely going to write that one down. I am ready for action.
No, my pose does that. You can copy my pose, though.
You're what?
We're waiting for Eric anyway.
You're what?
Your pose.
We done you,
I am
Eric.
Poised and ready for action.
Ooh.
Me too. Are these drinks in here for anybody?
Yeah, go ahead.
I am poised and ready for action.
You said that.
Well, it was paused.
Don't say that.
As you open the door and you peer in, you see that the only exit from this room is an arched doorway with iron bars to the left. In the center of the room is a large copper brazier. The bodies of several deep gnomes lie around the brazier in cold ashes.
And this was very ironic.
one of the deep gnomes rests on its bedroll. She appears to have died in her sleep. Another seems to have died shortly after drawing his weapon. One body is closer to the door and still clutches charred embers of ashes. As you enter, a ghostly flame flickers around the brazier's ashes, and the room begins to become warm as whispered voices sound, as ghostly gnomes start to rise up. Stand up. Their visages are twisted in horror. They gaze upon you with their cold, pale eyes, filled with hatred of the living, as they begin to lunge for you. Roll initiative.
That's
they all start to stand up.
Make me sad.
Seven, snap on.
Eight.
Yeah, let me grab it real fast. I'm not quite there yet.
Boom.
Eight for Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
23.
Whoa. Brack?
Seven.
Oh, but I'm not last.
Rocker? Rocker.
18.
So these are ghostly figures?
Yes. Yes, they are. There's our initiative. And with that, Murgatroyd, you are up first.
I hop over here.
We're like the Murgatroyd.
All you hear is...
I go, guys, zombies! And I shoot, Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
At that guy.
Good. And I miss.
Ooh, seven.
Miss.
I hop back.
Okay. Brocker? It's like only loud or only quiet. It won't. Let me change it.
I mean, it can be louder if you want.
Well, I'll make sure I can hear. I have bad hearing. I'm like,
what?
I start, I take my warhammer in one hand, my shield in the other, and I raise my warhammer above my head, and golden light kind of comes over me and showers down me as I cast Shield of Faith. Yeah, as I cast Shield of Faith.
Right there?
Yep.
Oh, man.
And then I take the warhammer, I swing it around two times, and I slam it on the ground.
Con saves?
Yep. Radiant light burst all around me.
Like con or wisdom saves?
Constitution saves.
Yeah, these are con saves.
Turn undead is
right. This one succeeded, and that's it.
Okay.
The other two take how much?
Six damage.
Whoa, max damage.
Radiant damage flows from your body outward. And as it starts to hit two of them, you just start to see parts of the body sort of fade away, and it dissipates a big portion of them.
Nice.
Their turn. They start to attack you. So, first one rolls an 18.
Yes.
Second one rolls a 17. And then the one that didn't take damage reaches back its head and starts to... And the other two attack you again. 19?
Miss.
And an 8. Look at your Shield of Faith as they're just beating on you and they're just... all their swords just keep ricocheting off of your shield and they can't get
my
through.
My holy shield.
The last one in the back looks forth and he holds up one hand and you see your shield and it dissipates. Diana.
Spell magic on me or something.
You just spelled my magic.
I like how confused you are right now.
You are.
I am. I figured.
What happened?
You spelled magic.
Stupid. Oh, but there's a writer that says it can't be dispelled.
Yeah, well, if there is, then he didn't do that then.
So I can probably get to
verify.
I can get to there-ish. And... okay, I'll do a lunging attack.
Ooh, okay.
What's the first spell slot?
There. One superiority die to increase your reach for that attack by 5 feet. If you hit, add. Okay. So, attack. 14.
Hits.
Okay. So then I do 13 plus.
You and your damage.
I don't have enough time to write out all my spells.
Man, it's just a massive 13 warrior.
19
damage?
Yeah.
Massive warrior.
Precision strike.
As you just lunge forward, you skewer right through him, and as you hit the hilt onto its chest, you feel pressure as if he's there, and you push him back, and he falls onto the flames, and you just see his body just disappears into a cloud of smoke. Gone. Brack.
I see my fellow dark gnomes rising.
By the way, their bodies are still on the ground. It was just their spirits that came out.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I want to make sure that was clarified.
I was just going to be like crawling, like saying nope.
Make me one of you.
Yeah. No.
I'm not going to be attacking you.
Yeah.
I felt bad. Okay, that's good.
Nope. Chuck test.
I jump out of the barrel.
Okay. Did we kill one already?
Half movement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just knocked it into the fire.
Nice. No chuck test.
And
I take 10 feet to get out of there.
Yeah.
So you got cover though. I got 15. Diane, do you have a greatsword?
Mm-hmm.
Move up here and take the dodge action.
Lame.
I can't get in there.
Okay, Murgatroyd.
I don't have any.
Roll your barrel over here.
Can I see this guy?
You should have.
Yep.
Knock it down. Yeah. Go prone.
Okay. Roll. You have to move in front of. Well, he's small enough. You can shoot over top of his head.
Little guy.
You just you rest your hand on top of his head with your spoon.
Oh, yeah. My spoon. Oh. 14.
Hits. What are you all on about?
It was on a 19.
Which one were you attacking? All right, I see.
10 damage.
Wow, you guys are.
And he's pushed back 10 feet.
Whee!
Okay. He knocks into his other friend. Brocker.
Good thing I prepared magic weapon. I already have one.
Yeah, I got you. Or you can give it to somebody else.
Yeah, the person who didn't take one.
Yeah.
But
you can give it to her.
I'm sorry, why would you trust an evil guy running a dungeon game? Here, take all this great stuff. It's super great. It's going to help you in this game
I would... Because,
he said he was a gracious
one. Because I can still channel the power of my god through it, so it's not going to turn on me.
Did I get a plus one longsword then?
Yeah, you did.
This hand is foreign. I trust nobody here.
Mm-hmm. I move over here.
I give you inspiration with your hand. Yep. And?
And then I word of radiance it.
Of course you
Boom!
Another explosion. Fail.
Everybody's hurt.
Fail.
Radiance is the word.
Succeed.
What is
so,
it?
So, 19. So he's the one that succeeded. The one that
5 damage.
Dispelled your magic did not succeed that time.
Good.
5 damage?
Yep.
Radiant damage erupts from your body as it's just burning the flesh of all of them.
Of the flesh of the
ghost flesh.
The ghostly flesh. As it falls off their body, you see this one just dissipate.
It's gone. Whoa, we're destroying them.
The
whole thing. Morden is with me!
The one warrior turns around and strikes you.
Yeah, more than what?
Broker. Brocker.
More than.
Brocker! 10 to hit you.
Hmm?
10 to hit you.
10 to hit you.
10. Right.
The other one, disrupted by all this radiant damage, looks at you and. He looks at your hammer, looks at your armor, sticks out his hand, and your armor starts to heat up.
No!
Heat metal.
What is that? I gotta see exactly what that one is. It begins to heat up, and you need any creature in physical contact takes 2-8 fire damage.
But isn't that like constitution second throw or something?
No, not if you can wear it.
Yes.
Until the spell ends, you can use a bonus action to cause damage again. If you're holding or wearing the object...
I can't drop it.
The creature must succeed a constitution saving throw or drop the object if you can. Yeah, you can't drop it. So you're stuck with taking
2d8 fire damage. Oh, that's level 6.
Take 10 fire damage as your pseudo armor just starts burning you. And as it starts burning you, you're like, ah, and you're like, if only I bought the armor.
Huh? The armor from PD.
That's what your character says.
I'll take my armor.
Yeah, I know. All right, the other one missed you. Diana, it's up to you again. As you start raging almost as if a barbarian, as you're doing all this damage.
Whoa. I attack that one. 8.
Ooh. It slides to the side. It slides to the left.
Whoa.
As you slash.
That came in handy.
This is okay. Brack. You're up.
Brack attack.
Trying to catch up on the notes.
Rocker. Boom. Boom.
That's enough.
Get in there.
Up here, move up there, mm-hmm. And...
We can use the flanking rules as well, since we're in close combat.
Wait, space.
Everything. So as long as you're on opposite sides.
Opposite sides what gives advantage?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't have enough movement to get on the other side of them.
Nope.
Well, then I would be flanked.
Yep.
Yeah, you are flanked. I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
Oh, too late now.
I was going to bring it up, but I didn't want you to use it.
Oh, you didn't want to use it?
With great remorse, I swing.
Great remorse. They
got like horns stuck out of their head, their ghostly forms, but they look like the deep gnomes.
No, why'd you say they look like them?
Yeah. Well, they look exactly like them.
A 10.
Yes. You're too distracted by the deep gnomes. You can't bring yourself to striking them down. Murgatroyd, you're up.
I go over here and I cast.
I say.
They're gonna have cover now.
Get the one behind me, or get the one in the back.
Get the one in the back. Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Please. What are you doing?
Sacred Flame.
On the one in the back?
Yeah.
It's a deck save?
Yep.
17.
Mm-hmm. Saved.
Moves out of the way. Brocker, you're up.
Dang. Just gonna keep using that on me. I'm just gonna stay there and do Word of.
The Constitution save?
Yeah, Word of Radiance.
Yep. The one that is cast on a spell is failed.
Yes. What about the other one?
No, he succeeded 20.
4 radiant.
4 radiant damage! It burns its flesh again. It's undead flesh.
But not enough to kill it.
Nope, not enough to kill it. It looks pretty bad, though. Its form starts to fade in and out of existence. As it does, he stands forth, and green energy starts surrounding him as he turns into a wolf.
Wolf!
And he's a spectral wolf now.
No.
And he strikes out at you once with its claws.
Should have gotten the silver.
An 8. And then once with its bite. Critical hit. What?
Who's it attacking?
He's dead.
Brocker. 19 damage.
Okay.
That was really bad.
I
was not expecting that much damage to come out. Okay. Well, that's what he did. And the other one attacks...
I'm looking hurt.
The other one attacks Brack. Misses with an 8. Diana, you're up. As it bites down on his shoulder, you can see the spectral wolf just sort of like flopping around in the wind as Brocker's trying to push him off.
Well, I added the longsword plus 1, but it came up as
how
equipped, and I could not figure out how to equip it. It was bothering me, but I figured out how to do it. Got to hold it down and then hit equip.
If I stay in
Just go to your inventory. And
like with the one that I'm in front of,
mm-hmm.
I can move around and attack the other one? Or does that provoke attack? Even though I'm not moving away.
Kind of in the way, probably.
Yeah, I'd say you'd have to get away or squeeze in between the. Yeah, you could probably squeeze on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like squeeze the eye. And yeah.
Okay. Good.
You have to tap on the. On the circle.
Nine.
Misses.
Jeez.
The wolf is too fast and dexterous. It moves out of the way. Brack, your turn.
I used all my high attacks.
After all that sweet damage at the beginning, it's starting to stall out.
Mm-hmm.
You had to open your mouth.
And you said this is a brazier that actually has fire?
Yeah, it's got fire in it, and it's burning, and there's, like, embers all around it on the ground that are pretty warm.
Okay. Oh, you didn't see me burn that gnome. That's good.
No, I did. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, there's fire there.
No, I saw it. I wrote it down.
I attempt to shove him into the fire.
The one... Okay, yep. All right, go ahead. Strength check.
Just a strength check. And then you get to pick.
You can do athletics.
I'll do athletics. Critical!
Whoa. You pick him up, and you hold him up, and tears start to run down your eyes.
Yeah, they do.
As you can feel them, and you just sort of, like, spike him into the fire.
You need
spike
to him. Rest.
And as you do, it just erupts in flames, and he just disappears.
Nice.
Now I stick my sword in it. But I oil it. I oil it first.
That oil cloth.
As you spike him down in there, sort of embers burst up a little bit, and you can feel the heat. If you hold your hand there any longer, you'll be burned as you pull it back.
I can see that guy, right?
Yep.
All right, blast him.
With what?
Eldritch blast.
With the Eldritch.
Yeah, the Eldritch type.
Oh, that type.
16.
It's
4 damage.
All right, still alive. Brocker.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's slammed up against the wall. As he hits the gate on the wall, you can see a brief moment of a force field sort of surround the gate as he falls on the ground.
Not being able to rest, it's like, well, now I want to save my spells.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially when he's probably almost dead.
I can whack him.
I could. But I only have very low health.
Yeah, make a decision.
Okay. I'm going to actually... +5. Yeah. I'm gonna run up to him.
Yeah.
And try and hit him with my warhammer.
One-handed. That's gonna probably be a miss.
That's an 8.
Yep. That's gonna be a miss.
Okay. Bye, Brocker.
I'm not. Unless he crits me again.
as he's there, he...
At least he's not just advantage anymore.
Attacks with a bite.
That's not you.
And then he attacks with a claw. 15.
Yes.
Alright. Is he's the last one. Diana?
Attack. 22.
Hits.
Nice.
Oh, wait.
Oh, man.
Wait. Great weapon fighting. When you roll a 1 or 2 on a damage die, I rolled 1s on both of them.
Ooh.
You can re-roll the die and must use the new roll. All
right.
How do I do that?
Just roll the damage again.
Just, yeah.
10.
10 damage?
Nice.
Wait. Yeah, 10.
Okay. It falls down. And then raises back up. And it's actually floating in the air. And it morphs back into its deep gnome form. It's still alive. Brack.
I will. What's that? I don't know where our bags are at in this, but I take out a torch.
Okay.
And I put it in the flame.
Okay. Lights on fire.
Classic Eric.
Is that my action?
Yeah, to take out a torch, yes, probably. Yeah.
Then I'll move with it.
Okay.
To here.
You just walk forward with it in front of you.
Yeah. I don't attack it. I just hold it out and I walk forward.
As you walk, you can see its eyes glimmer in the light, and it sort of puts up its hands like this.
Oh, whoa.
Rachel, your turn.
Pretty stupid, huh? Wow.
I run in the room.
Yeah?
And I say, watch out! And I cast Sacred Flame. Unless I can see him, because he's short.
I'd say no. But he's going to have disadvantage because he's not paying attention because of the light.
Nice, roll it.
5. Miss.
Fail. What a loser. 6 damage.
Describe how he dies.
You get a bonus today.
Yeah. It's my radiant soul, baby.
He just starts turning into mist from the feet up.
Right before your eyes.
Must have been your torch that did it.
Yeah. You can make fun of that some more.
Alright. Combat is over. There is
but not my crying.
There is several.
Never your crying.
Several of them are still laying on the ground. Their bodies still seem to be kind of fresh.
I am very badly hurt from that nasty wolf thing.
We can only rest 4 times.
3 times.
3.
Will our heroes be able to complete their quest? Find out next time on the Scandalous 6 Dungeons & Dragons podcast.